Absorbing an experience. One time while on vacation, my wife and I watched a sunset that was extraordinary, even by Hawaiian standards. I told myself, "Remember this one." And now, as I write, 20 years later, I can still see the vivid glowing purples and pinks across the sky. By itself, enriching an experience, the second step of taking in the good, will heighten its installation in your brain since you're intensifying and prolonging neural activity, which naturally tends to build neural structure. And, just as you do when taking a mental snapshot of a beautiful sunset, you can increase this installation further by intending and sensing that the experience is sinking in, becoming part of you, in the third step of taking in the good, absorb. In effect, taking in the good is like making a fire. Step one lights it, step two adds fuel to keep it going, and step three fills you with its warmth. You can start the third step after clearly ending the second step, but much of the time, the sense of absorbing a positive experience mingles with and overlaps the sense of enriching it. It's like being warmed by a fire even as you add sticks to it. In doing the third step, some people visualize the positive experience sifting down into them like gentle rain or soft golden dust, or being placed like a jewel in the treasure chest of their heart. One person gave me a striking visual metaphor for absorbing an experience. If you take a clear glass of water and add a drop of oil, the oil stays at the surface. If you take another glass of water and add a drop of food coloring, the drop gradually makes its way through the water and tints it that color. This is how I visually explain taking in the good to others. The oil represents a fleeting experience that makes no difference, while the coloring represents a tangible change, one that takes its time to sink in. Others sense that the positive experience is warming them like a cup of hot cocoa, or easing hurt places inside like a soothing balm. Or they simply know that they're receiving, registering, and retaining the experience, that it is settling down into their brain, becoming a part of them, a resource inside they can take with them wherever they go. Find what works for you, and trust that the good experience will make its way into your brain. As you are sinking into it, it is sinking into you. Here's an example of how one woman repeatedly absorbed a positive experience. Recently, one of my cats got sick. I took Sammy, who is 11 years old, to the vet, thinking she would get some medicine and be good as new in no time. Instead, I learned that her little chest was filled with fluid, which made it hard for her to breathe. She had an incurable illness. After talking it over with my vet and my partner, I decided it was best to put Sammy down. Animals are incredibly precious, but the unthinkable decision had to be made. The euthanasia was seared into my brain and heart. I cried for days. After some time passed and I became a little more centered, I started trying to take in the good. I held memories of the precious good times I had with Sammy and savored each one for well over 30 seconds. I sensed these positive feelings sinking in deep, like a salve, and healing those last terrible moments with her. In a way, it felt like Sammy herself was becoming a part of me. A comfort was coming into me from remembering her sitting on my lap or chasing a toy. Whatever methods you use to absorb an experience, try to have the willingness, even the courage, to be changed, to grow, to become a little different as a result. For example, as you take in an experience of gratitude, see if you can feel yourself actually becoming a little more thankful and appreciative. As you take in a feeling of strength, see if you can let yourself truly become a little stronger. The mind and brain takes its shape from what it rests upon, and you're letting it mold itself around the positive experience that you are taking in.